Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Monday, October 3rd, 2016. In the world of Zika in Florida, there was quite a few new cases today, and the situation continues to evolve at a rapid pace. So for this and more, we go to Dr. Henry Nyman. Dr. Nyman, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back, Ryan. I thought we'd do a real quick update today, mainly because of the number of local cases. They're actually, it's either ambiguous, but they're probably local. So there were 20 new cases announced today, and of those 20, 13 were local. And the situation of Florida has actually hit a tipping point, and it's like today, there were 7 travel cases and 13 local cases. So the number of local cases is almost double the number of travel cases. 13 local cases in one day is a precedent also, especially since they're diverse. 6 of these were in Miami Beach. 3 of them were in Miami-Dade. 3 more were in Miami-Dade, plus they had also some travel, so they're putting them into an unknown category. Now, those cases can easily be resolved if there's enough sample to get a sequence. Right now, as we mentioned earlier over the weekend, all of the local cases fall into the same subclade. And so if these 3 cases that did some traveling actually were infected in Miami-Dade, based upon what's been published so far, they'll have that same subclade that the 11 sequences, the 11 release sequences fell into that subclade defined by them. And then there was yet another export. So the number of exports, these are people that come to Miami from either another state or from another country, and they then end up getting infected, and they're, most of them, I believe, are actually identified when they return home. So that's at 16. Yeah, that puts Florida into kind of a third world category. You know, when they're exporting this many cases, usually WHO will do something that is clearly a danger to other countries, and they will issue a warning. This is the World Health Organization. The CDC actually is a location that's one of the main regional sites from WHO, and the CDC should declare Miami-Dade that they should issue a travel warning. The idea that it's localized to Miami Beach when, in fact, there are more cases announced in Miami-Dade, you know, outside of Miami Beach, it's clear that the virus is spreading. They haven't identified where because they're not really doing any investigations. They have an active investigation page, which is, you know, a joke. They have fewer samples collected than they have open investigations. They're really not following up on these cases at all. They're essentially just adding them to their table, that after X amount of time, they just close them. And so I think they've got 25 closed and 15 open or something. The numbers are irrelevant because they're just a joke. There's no testing that's being done with these cases in Miami-Dade. The only testing that's really being done are cases near in Miami Beach, and I'm not even sure how many of the Miami Beach who do the testing, in contrast to a case showing up at a doctor's office and then running a test and reporting that. So it's not even clear there's an active investigation ongoing in Miami Beach at this time. As you mentioned, the 6th mosquito was Zika confirmed over the weekend, which was up in the in the middle beach in Miami Beach. So I thought we would just do a brief update to highlight the fact that 13 cases in one day makes it clear that these numbers are going to continue going up. They were alarming last week, and now they're getting even higher. And the fact the CDC has not issued a travel warning for all of Miami-Dade is just, it's an embarrassment. So it's time for the CDC to act. It's time for some real testing to go on in Miami-Dade to find out where the other locations are of active transmission, where they really do collect samples and test them instead of post on the website what their beliefs are. And that's basically it. Just a quick update saying that, you know, the time has come. The time actually came last week in reality. It was even before last week. It was clear that there was no real investigations ongoing, and it was just a matter of how quickly these were going to pile up, and now they're piling up at an alarming rate. So that's the update for today.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Nyman. Since the update was so short, I know you meant taking a few minutes. What do you expect going forward, like going ahead in the next few weeks?
Well, I expect the numbers to be similar to today or higher. They went up from last week. That I think they were averaging about 6 a day. Now they're double that. They're up to 13 a day, and These cases are, I don't know the details on these. Like I said, I don't know, they have 6 in Miami Beach, and I'm not sure if the six cases that were announced today in Miami Beach are due to an active investigation in Miami Beach, or that's where they're just getting local cases being called in, and they, between the 6 batches of mosquitoes, and the other positive cases in Miami Beach, all of these kind of automatically fall into a cluster type situation. But it's not clear if they're being identified actively or passively. But regardless of the mechanism, I would think that the cases would be similar to today. That 6 local cases in a day, I think, will be low. It'll be more likely to be in double digits. I think that these cases that they're putting in the unknown category are local cases. They probably know their local cases based on travel dates. They'd be much like that case that was announced from Cuba. That case, has still not been officially announced as a local case. The sequence fully supports it being a local case, as do the collection dates. In that case, the patient developed symptoms, I believe, 12 days after he returned from Cuba. And that would be consistent with being infected after he returned. And I suspect these 3 unknowns, which brings the total unknowns to 4, I strongly suspect that all 4 of those have a similar timeline where they were in some country that had Zika. They returned to Florida. They didn't develop symptoms immediately a week or 2 after they returned. They developed symptoms, and that would be fully consistent with a local infection. And if those 4 cases that are unknown were actually sequenced, my strong suspicion is that all 4 of them would match the other local cases that have already been sequenced. So I expect the numbers to continue going up. The number of pregnant cases is increasing fairly dramatically. There were, 2 today. There were, 4 or 5 on Friday. More women are going in to get tested. There was, a very large backlog because they didn't have enough test kits. And so I would expect the number of pregnant cases to start accelerating as well as the number of local cases. And it's really all proportionate to the amount of testing that's being done. And I don't know the details of these cases. I don't know how many of these cases are being tested by the state labs or whether doctors are sending them out to commercial labs and they're coming back positive. But it's clearly out of control. You know, as we mentioned over the weekend, there's now six batches of mosquitoes. That's a very high number because it's relatively hard to get a positive with the mosquitoes because mosquitoes are small. And I'm not sure if the sensitivity is there to pick up a single mosquito in a batch. It's very possible that 2, 3, 4, or 5 of the batch have to be positive to have enough RNA to be picked up in the PCR test and the sequencing. They so far have been able to sequence 5 out of 5 samples. And so in the batches that are positive, there does seem to be a fair amount of Zika RNA, which I suspect is an indication that multiple mosquitoes in that batch actually are infected. So the virus is clearly present. It's at high levels. They haven't really been doing enough investigations in Miami-Dade to actually pinpoint where these infections are. And therefore, the eradication effort probably not going to be successful. So I expect things to go up somewhere to today.
Okay. Well, thank you. Listeners, as always, our website, recombinomics.co, for all the latest Zika news and information. And thank you, and have a good day.